Astroline.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luhnow here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline this fall.
After going through spring training, going through the season, the bond we formed as a team, as a unit, there were tears in the locker room after that game.
Visit astros.com/radio for showtimes and broadcast info.
Hey, Astros. Astros fans, it's time for Astroline.
Astroline, this fall, exclusively on the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Good series win in Seattle. Obviously, you'd like to get the sweep, especially against a team that you're fighting with for a wild card spot. And really, you look at that one inning, that fourth inning, that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, it really started off in the first inning, and they came out with a really good offensive plan against Pfister. They put some balls in play, some big hits. They hit extra base hits. They opened it up again in the fourth with the big blow being Smith's homer. So unfortunately, it was too big of a gap for us to overcome, but. You know, you go into the series, you win the series. We still left Seattle with a little bit of a bitter taste in our mouth because we could have swept them. We're not going to be perfect down the stretch. We have to understand that, and it showed up on Sunday.
And you got some really good work from your bullpen. Bullpen did not allow a run, and you had a few guys who hadn't pitched in a while, and Kevin Chapman, and got to see David Paulino again. And even though they hadn't pitched in a while, they still pitched pretty well. Same thing, Yandel Gustave.
Yeah, they did throw the ball well, and the beauty of September, or the misery of September, is you can roll out somebody every inning if you want to. And we wanted to get those guys some work. We were trailing, obviously, so it was an opportunity to give some rest to our primary guys, get those guys some action in case they're needed here in Oakland.
Is that one of the biggest challenges you have when you're in contention and trying to juggle playing time for all of these extra guys that you have?
It is, and it ends up just being a lot of experience for some of these guys up here. They're just not going to pitch. They're not going to play. I mean, I don't have a ton of at-bats for Kemp or Reed or, White gets in there a little bit now. But for the most part, these guys are here as extra pieces in case it's needed. I want to try to keep them sharp in case something happens. Where I'm going to need them. But right now we're going with the best nine that we can. Those are the everyday players. The bench players are going to get in when they can and fill a role. But in September, when you're in contention, everybody understands and everybody gets it. They just have to stay ready.
Carlos Correa with a home run yesterday and now two seasons of 20 or more home runs as a shortstop. Before he, in his age 21 season, the only other guy to do that is A-Rod. And it's hard to even think that he's still so young with the impact that he's had and the role that he has on this team.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, his presence in the middle of our order is really important. His ability to handle that responsibility right behind Altuve is good. And we do take him for granted that we think he's, a 5 or 6 year veteran, and he's only been here for just over a year. And he's going to get better. He's got some areas in his game that he's going to improve on, which makes it scary for the American League.
Talking about guys getting better, Yuli Gurriel's driven in a run now in four straight ball games, really had some big hits in that Seattle series, especially in the first two games of that series. And I mean, it seems like now he has that knack in those run scoring situations, those RBI situations.
Yeah, he can really hit, and it's fun to watch him dial it up when runners are in scoring position. He gets a little loose in the strike zone when guys aren't on base and swings pretty big, but then when there's runners on base and he's got a chance to change the scoreboard, he puts the ball in play hard. He puts the ball in play low. He's very, very much into the at bat and is well timed. So it's nice to see him. He's a rookie by major league standards, but you can certainly see the veteran savvy.
I have Brad Peacock going in on the mound, and Peacock, he had a really good outing his last time out against the Rangers. What did you see in that outing that you want to see more?
I like his slider and his ability to land it for a strike, and then his ability to get some chases out of the zone, and he's going to need to do that tonight against the A's. So his secondary pitch, he came up through the league as a primarily fastball type guy with higher velocity and a little bit of bravado about him. And I think as he's learned how to pitch and how to utilize this new slider that he learned this summer, he's become a more effective pitcher.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 2004, the Astros were in hot pursuit of the National League wild card. Roger Clemens put the team on his back at Minute Maid and made sure the Cubs, who were leading the Astros by half a game, and the Giants, who were tied with them, would feel the pressure. For Clemens was magnificent. Scott Pesednik got a single in the first and Brady Clark a double in the fourth. Mix in a couple of walks and that was it. The Rocket also struck out 10 batters in 8 innings, and the Astros won the game 1-0. Brad Lidd struck out the side of the ninth for his 25th save. Roger Clemens finished the season with an 18-4 record. The hometown boy from Springwoods High School won his 7th Cy Young Award. The Astros won the wild card in 2004 before losing to the Cardinals in the LCS.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. Just ahead of a 3-game series here in Oakland, California, playing the Oakland A's. And my guest today is Jake Kaplan, who's a beat writer with the Houston Chronicle, first year with the Houston Astros. First of all, I know there's a lot of kids out there probably interested in doing what you're doing. When did it all happen for you, Jake? When did you know you wanted to be a sports writer?
You know, I always grew up liking sports, obviously, and then liking to write, but I don't think it was until I got to college it's kind of the point when you have to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
When I decided that I could, try to do it. And so I went to Penn State University, and first summer there, I tried out for the paper, and somehow they let me on, and kind of the rest is history, as they say.
What's it like trying out for the paper? I mean, you got to submit essays and things of that nature and write some columns on some different things going on around campus?
Yeah, back then, I think it was like they would give you a fake event. You'd have to write a story about it, and there was a bunch of trivia questions about the past Penn State quarterbacks and stuff like that, just to show that you knew sports. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, it just in this business, you take it as far as your work lets you. It's all about putting in the work to get to the point where you want to be, just like every other business.
Tell me about your baseball background. Did you grow up loving baseball? I mean, was that always a passion of yours?
Yeah, I grew up watching Steve Sparks pitch.
Back when you were real little.
No, I grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. The Phillies weren't very good when I was growing up, but I used to go to a bunch of games every year. And, baseball's pretty big in Philadelphia, so I played Little League and fell in love with the sport.
Talking with Jake Kaplan with the Houston Chronicle. And, Jake, I mean, nobody wants to hear about somebody not enjoying your life, but I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's a long grind, a lot of travel, a lot of early travel for you. What's it been like, first year as a beat writer for a Major League Baseball team? Easier or tougher than you thought it'd be?
This is my first year in Houston, but I did it in Philadelphia, so I kind of knew what to expect. Okay. But, it's a lot of travel, especially with these West Coast, the AL West, coming to Seattle and Oakland. But it's about what I expected. I'm no complaints here. I watch baseball for a living and get to write about it every day. So it's definitely a grind, but it's a fun grind, and I don't know what else I would do if I wasn't doing this.
I've always wanted to know from a beat writer, I mean, you don't want to be too controversial, I would imagine, because you have to be in the clubhouse every day, but where do you draw that line? I mean, what kind of a line is in there in your head on how you want to approach things that might be controversial?
I think just the line is what you believe is fair and what you believe is right. I mean, I think if you really stick to your guns and write what you believe is the case and is fair, I think that's the line. I don't think, to be controversial just to be controversial isn't what you do. But if there's a good reason to take a stance on something and take a hard opinion and you believe it's right, then I say go ahead, do it.
Yep. Last thing with Jake Kaplan. Jake, this team, this Astros team, obviously got off to a slow start this year, have scratched and clawed their way back into some kind of a relevance. Last 13 games remaining, you feel like they have a chance, or does that not matter? I know it doesn't matter to you, being objective, but for some reason, it just seems when this team's down, when their back's against the wall, they've got some good fight in them.
There's definitely been a few instances where I've counted them out throughout the season, and they've come back. This one's going to be tough. There's only 13 games left. They probably have to win 11 of them to give themselves even a chance, in my opinion. Got that second wild card spot just because of they're contesting not only with the Orioles and Blue Jays, but there's still the Tigers and there's still the Mariners, who they still play 3 more times out there. So it's going to be tough, especially with the injuries they've had in the rotation. But crazier things have happened in baseball. There's 13 games to go, and if they win 11 of them, then I think they've got a shot.
There you go. That's Jake Kaplan, Houston Chronicle. Enjoy your work, Jake. It's been great getting to know you this year, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve. Likewise.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.